We are in the middle of Perek Mem He, chapter 45, where the portion for today, the Tanya for today, the eighth day of Iyar, is on page 128, and the page at the bottom, the number at the bottom of the page is 240. The Alter Rebbe had said, at the beginning of the Perek, that the third attribute, the attribute of Rachmanus, of compassion, is also a means, a way by which every Jew, it is a straight way, by which every Jew can make his mitzvahs, the mitzvah that he does and the Torah that he learns, into a mitzvah lishma and Torah lishma. Doing the mitzvah and studying Torah for God's sake and not for his own sake. This is the attribute of Yaakov, the attribute of Rachmanus, of Teferes. And with this, the person arouses a feeling of compassion and of pity for his neshama, the part of God that is in the neshama, in that, number one, it comes down and leaves a very high place within God. Number two, it's invested and dressed into a body and an animal soul, which is unholy. And number three, they are also the corruption that is caused by sins that drags the neshama down even further, and the part of God that animates the neshama gets dragged down with it. As the mushal of a rope where you pull on one end and the vibrations are felt at the top end. Now in the middle of the page, the line begins, Itanu, at the period. And this is the meaning of the verse in the Torah, where it says, Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel, that Yaakov kissed Rachel, Vayises kele vayefk, and he raised his voice and he cried. What is the meaning? We said before that Yaakov is the attribute of Rachmanus, of Racham. Ki Rachel hikneses Yisrael, because Rachel, the woman whose name was Rachel, our matriarch, represented here on earth, was the embodiment of the level called Knesset Yisrael, which is Mokir Kol HaNeshamis. That place in which all Jewish souls are together and one, that is called Knesset Yisrael, the gathering of all Jewish souls, and it is the source of all Jewish souls. And that is known as Rachel. The Yaakov, the Midose Ho'alyeno, and Yaakov, the physical human being, the patriarch, whose name was Yaakov, his attribute above, in other words, the divine attribute that he represented here on earth, Shehi Midas HaRachamim Shabbatzilus, which was the attribute of Rachamim, of Teferes in Atzilus, Hu HaMe'ed Rachamim Rabim Aleha. It is Yaakov who arouses compassion for Rachel, which is Knesset Yisrael. In other words, Yaakov was arousing compassion, was bringing mercy to all souls in their source. How does he do this? Vayises kele l'mayla l'meket harachamim hol yenin. Vayises kele means he raised his voice. What does it mean to raise the voice? To put it on a higher level than it already is. So he raises his voice, L'maylo l'mekeir harachamim hual yenim. He is the attribute of Rachamim. He is the attribute of Rachmanus. And he raises his voice means that he reached up to the level of the source of Rachamim. Hanikra of harachamim u'mekeirom, which is called of harachamim. Sometimes it says of harachamon, and sometimes it says, of harachamim. When it says, of harachamon, it means simply the merciful father, the compassionate father, that God is our father, and a father has compassion, so he's a compassionate father. That's of harachamon. But of harachamim means the source of rachamim, the origin of all compassion. So he raises his voice to that level, to the level of Rachamim that is even higher than his own, because he represents Rachamim in Atzilus. and he raised his voice to a level of rachamim that is higher than Atzilus, and that is the source of rachamim, the place from which the rachamim of Atzilus comes from. And that's generally the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Vayev, and then he cried. What is the idea of crying? To arouse there into that level where he had reached, to the higher source of rachamim, to arouse there and to bring down from there rachamim rabim, great rachmonos al kol haneshomeis al mokek Knesset Yisroel, to all souls and to the source of Knesset Yisroel, lahaleison migoluson, to raise them up from their golos, uli yachadon biyichud ha'elyon ein seif baruch. Because he said earlier that the rachmonos on the neshama comes from basically two things, which are divided into three. The first thing is that it has to leave a very high place, and even if it didn't go to a bad place, but the fact that it has to leave its original high place, that itself is a rachmonos. And then there are the circumstances into which it is placed. Number one, it comes into a body which is by its very nature unholy. And then in addition, there is further unholiness brought about by the sins that one commits. So these two, the sins and the body, basically belong to the same category. This is what is done to the neshama where, in the place where it comes to. The third thing, the fact that it leaves its source in heaven, that is a separate category. So we have two categories. And corresponding to these two causes for Rachmanos, there is also the antidote, that what happens when Yaakov cries and arouses and brings down compassion for the neshama, then lahaleison migoluson, it raises the neshama from its golus, and the golus consists of, number one, being in a body, as he said earlier in Tanya, that the very fact that the neshama is stuck in a body, that itself is golus. And also, when it's dragged down by sins, that's an even deeper golus. And then the second thing is, uli yachadon, and to reunite them, biyichud ha'elyonein seif baruch hu, with that original oneness that it had with God. V'bechinas nishikin, in the category of nishikin, which means the kiss, shehi is dapkus zucha bezucha. There are many expressions or many ways in which ahava and love and oneness can be expressed. One of them is through kissing, the other is through embracing, as I'll say later. But the idea of the kiss, what is the intimacy of the kiss? It is the connection and the cleaving, the oneness of zucha bezucha, breath with breath. It's not merely the physical contact, which is the significant part of a kiss, but rather it is the exchange of breath. K'meshekosu, that it says, Yishakeini minishikis pihu, that God kisses me with the kisses of his mouth. What is the significance of the mouth? Dehainu hiskashris dibra ha'odom bedvar Hashem zu halocho. It is the connection and the joining of man's breath, the speech of man, with God's breath, God's words, which is the halacha. So when a person studies Torah, he's basically connecting to God on the level called nishikin, as a kiss, because it's an exchange of breath. It's a joining of breath. The same is true also in the connection and the bond between the Jew and God that comes through the connection of thought to thought, when we think God's thoughts, and also action to action, when we do God's deeds. And particularly the act of tzedakah, of chesed, of all the acts of all mitzvahs, tzedakah particularly creates an intimate bond. Chesed reya yimino, because kindness is God's right arm. Vuhu b'chinas chibuk mamesh, so that when a person is doing chesed, he is connecting his action with God's action, and that is an embrace, a chibuk, k'meshekosu v'yimine t'chapkeini, as it says, God's right hand embraces me. And here he says that it is chibuk mamish. It's literally an embrace, because the truth is that by studying Torah, in the study of Torah, there's also an embrace. And with other mitzvahs, there's also an embrace. But the literal embrace, the most literal embrace, is through the act of tzedakah. And the study of Torah through speech and through concentration of thought, the speech and the thought, they are literally the expression of Ahava, the expression of love, that is Neshikin, that is the kiss. Why literally? Because again, through the act of a mitzvah, there's also an element of Neshikin, of a kiss. But the literal kiss is only in the study of Torah. Through this, through arousing the Rachmanus, which leads the person to want to do something for the neshama and for God that is in the neshama. So what he does is that he studies Torah and he does mitzvahs. Through doing this, he will come to loving God on the level of Ahava Rabba, and it will be revealed in his heart, not only in the recesses of the heart. Kidichsiv, as it says, L'yankiv ha-shepod es-Avram, k'meshikosem mokimachit. That Yaakov redeems Avraham, as is written elsewhere. Earlier in Tanya, the Rebbe explained that Avraham is Ahava, chesed, and Yaakov is Rachmanus. Yaakov redeems Avraham, that there are times when Avraham, love, is inaccessible. A person can't arouse within himself the love that he needs to have, a love for God, a love for another Jew, and so on. So one of the ways of redeeming this love, which is, in a sense, locked away and imprisoned, the way to redeem it is through Yaakov. Yaakov redeems Avraham, and Yaakov means Rachmanus. So when we arouse Rachmanus on the neshama, which means arousing Rachmanus for God, a pity on God's being imprisoned and separated from its source, and we can do something about that. We can give the neshama and the part of God that is in the neshama, we can give it back its freedom and its oneness with God. This Rachmanus, which motivates us to do Torah and mitzvahs, also activates and releases our potential for love of God, so that in the end we come to loving God, be Ahava Rabba. And this is a necessary conclusion, because in fact, we said earlier that mitzvahs rise, mitzvahs become a mitzvah lishma when you have the two wings that every mitzvah needs, and that is love and fear. Rachmanus really is not a wing. Only through the Rachmanus we activate and we release the love that is locked away and inaccessible, and it is revealed in the revealed part of the heart on the level of Ahava Rabba. Today's Hayem Yom, for the eighth day of Iyar, which is also the 23rd day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes that a shliach is the same entity, is one with the sender. A messenger is really the same thing as his sender. In other words, because of the devotion of the shliach to his sender, the shliach stops existing for himself and being an entity unto himself. He becomes an extension of the sender. As is explained concerning the malach, the angel, where the angel is referred to in Torah in many places as God, is referred to by God's name. So how do we explain that an angel is called by God's name? It's because an angel is a shliach, is a messenger from God, and therefore when he's on a shlichus, when he is in the midst of performing a mission for God, then he can be called God, because at that moment he is one with God. And if that's true with angels, it is even more so with neshamas. As is explained, that with neshamas, this connection, this oneness between the neshama and God, is even greater than the oneness between an angel and God. Now, Chassidim are all shluchim of the Rebbe, of the Alter Rebbe. So when we do what we are sent to do, what the Rebbe wants of us, then we are bound and tied to the Rebbe. And through this bond, he becomes connected to the Rebbe in everything that he does. He walks as a chassid, he eats as a chassid, and he sleeps as a chassid. In all of them, he is connected to the Rebbe.